Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you and the Secretariat for convening this timely ECOSOC segment here in Geneva. My delegation aligns itself with the EU statement. Mr. Chairman, the multitude of man-made and natural disasters in today's world continues to drive up the need for humanitarian assistance undertaken by states, United Nations, other humanitarian agencies, civil society and private sector. In this respect, I would like to commend OCHA for providing urgent assistance and support to 157 million people across 69 countries last year. I take the opportunity to assure you that Slovakia will remain engaged in humanitarian action throughout the world to save lives and alleviate suffering. We will also continue to work actively with our partners to further strengthen the international humanitarian system led by a strong UN, which is able to provide a coordinated and effective support to emergencies on the ground, better anticipate and respond ahead of crises. We'll keep working with others to also promote human rights and democracy across the world to improve good governance and rule of law. Respect for human rights and strong democratic institutions enhance state capacity to respond, recover from, and improve resilience to conflict and crisis. As a direct neighbor of Ukraine, no crisis is dominating at present our attention and resources like the Russian war of aggression against Ukraine and the subsequent displacement crisis. My government is committed to continue to provide protection services and multi-sectoral humanitarian assistance to refugees from Ukraine on our territory, as well as humanitarian aid to people in Ukraine. Mr. Chairman, after steadily declining for a decade, world hunger is on the rise again, affecting 10% of people globally. Hundreds of millions of people are at risk from Sahel region to the Horn of Africa, from Yemen to Haiti. I would like to mention that food security and sustainable agriculture continues to be a high priority sector of the official development assistance of Slovakia, including in specialized fields such as the hydrometeorology, which is very important for sustainable agriculture. The food security implications of Russia's military aggression against Ukraine for the rest of the world, including many developing countries, continue to be extremely worrisome. The grain export via the Black Sea amid the ongoing war in Ukraine have been vital for the global food security. We commend the efforts of the UN and Turkey to facilitate the continuation of the Black Sea Grain Initiative to ensure its full implementation. According to FAO, 70% of the world's hungry people are living in areas afflicted by war and violence. The UN and the international community must intensify their efforts to pursue all possible avenues to prevent and end armed conflicts. Mr. Chairman, the impacts of climate change are getting harder, more often and intense, with broad humanitarian consequences. Climate change is becoming a major driver of humanitarian needs and will be even more so in the future. In addition, out of 15 countries most vulnerable to climate change, 13 also have a conflict. Humanitarian actors must better prepare for the increasing intensity of climate change and its impacts on the sector. Monitoring and measuring the environmental impact of humanitarian activities must improve as well. The key issue here is that we all must deliver on our commitments under the Paris Agreement, scale up our efforts and accelerate progress. I would like to add that the recognition of climate change as a driver of internal displacement at COP27 last year was a success. Mr. Chairman, harming civilians and obstructing humanitarian action is a violation of international law. More than ever, action is needed to protect civilians and affected populations around the globe. We fully support the importance to enhance protection mainstreaming in the work of humanitarian actors. We also share the emphasis on the need to strengthen the work towards greater localization of humanitarian protection. The Global Protection Cluster plays a critical role in all of this. I also wish to add that mitigating against protection risks should be coupled with promoting strict compliance with relevant international norms and standards. Mr. Chairman, concluding, I would like to conclude by saying that in the face of these enormous challenges in the humanitarian field, we need stronger and more diverse partnership and innovative approaches. In this regard, Slovakia welcomes the contribution and supports the continued role of ECOSOC in strengthening international cooperation on humanitarian issues. I thank you.